This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Chinese health officials say the number of coronavirus deaths nationwide is approaching 500, and that new cases have risen to more than 24,000. Meanwhile, a Japanese cruise ship with some 3,700 people aboard has been quarantined in the port of Yokohama. Those suspected of being infected were evacuated. Here's Michelle Hennessy of Reuters.
Healthy passengers are now in quarantine on the ship and will have to stay on for 14 days. News of the outbreak is spreading fast across the world. At its epicenter in Wuhan, local media have said buildings like an exhibition center and a gym are being transformed into makeshift hospitals. It comes as the death toll nears 500, while around 25,000 people have been infected.
That was Michelle Hennessy of Reuters. In Hong Kong, hospital workers are striking to get a shutdown of the border with mainland China in an effort to ward off the virus, which has claimed a life in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory. Beijing's embassy in Canberra has criticized Australia's coronavirus travel ban. It blocks entry to all foreigners traveling from mainland China for at least 2 weeks. For VOA, here is Phil Mercer.
More than 100,000 Chinese students won't be able to start their university and college courses in Australia because of the travel ban put in place to try to stop the spread of the coronavirus. They'll miss the opening weeks of classes for this semester and will have to study online back home instead. The restrictions saw about 70 Chinese students detained at Australian airports at the weekend and their visas cancelled. Chinese diplomats say travellers weren't given enough warning of the ban, with many already in the air when the ban came into effect on February 1. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
More news at voanews.com online. There is also a mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News.